I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holthus with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Now, let's get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream big.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
All right, everybody. Good evening, everybody. We have opened the doors to the Chiefs Kingdom in one of my favorite locations throughout the entire kingdom. We are at the Liberty Hy-Vee in the Northland. That's right. Some of our hometown Liberty folks are here. We are not far from the Liberty High School campus, home of the Liberty Blue Jays. Not far from Liberty North High School, right? Home of the Eagles. Not far from William Jewell College, home of the Cardinals. So a lot of birds, actually, here in Liberty. And I've got this started now. Do I have to mention the Kearney Bulldogs and Staley Eagles? I don't know. But no, don't. Okay, just stay with Liberty. Anyway, it's awesome to see you tonight, even though we are here on a regroup, get back on track. Let's get this figured out. Monday show. We're going to hear very shortly from Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, and we dive right into the matters at hand. He will address all of the things that are on your mind, or most of them, in the Chiefs Kingdom as the Chiefs try to rally and get after the Washington football team this week in our nation's capital. This score just in, Bills 38, Chiefs 20. Ooh, yeah, boo. I was booing right with you. One of the highlights of the night was in a hour-long weather delay on the network. We had Salvador Perez, Nicky Lopez, and Swanee that helped us fill the time. But we'll get this team back on track. A reminder, here we go. A reminder on these Monday Night Chiefs Kingdom Show evenings at the Kansas City area Hy-Vees. There's 20 locations. They have these specials on Monday nights from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can enjoy it. We got a big crowd here tonight. Again, the Redcoaters are here. The Geeks are here. Hey, Paul is here. We got an injury report to give. Snowstorm Sandy just coming out of surgery. But great folks to be. But you can enjoy the meals not only here on site, but those specials throughout. And you can find those online. Also, this QR code, and this is one of Weird Wolf's favorite things. Yep, use this QR code. You've seen the code on shirts and being promoted by the Hy-Vees throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. Throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. Make sure you scan that code and you will see some of the greatest specials in the history of groceriesness. Okay? These are the super hot deals. They're not just deals. They are the super hot deals. That is huge. Okay. All right, now let's get into the football stuff. Last night, another four turnovers in this game. Man, it's just not like the Chiefs to have 11 turnovers after five games. So many times in the Andy Reid era, we have led the National Football League in giveaway takeaways. So we'll be back to getting things on track. A few things, though. It was good to see Byron Pringle come back after losing the fumble on the kickoff and catching a touchdown pass. That was huge. And for Harrison Butker, a 54-yard field goal that we needed at the end of the half into the win. A lot of you were there last night. That was those wins. The wins of Arrowhead are always tricky. They were super tricky last night. Blowing in kind of from the top off the from the northwest side here from Liberty, like blowing into the stadium. But if you get a 54-yard field goal like that into the win, and the Chiefs may need one of those here to get a victory at the buzzer to get over the hump, that's a case for even a kicker to put the hammer down, baby. And we're going to need the hammer going with the Washington football team. But honestly, you got to look at this. In the first five games of the year, we have faced four highly motivated foes. You can really count five when you think of the Eagles having Andy Reid coming back to Philly. The Cleveland Browns' hair was on fire. They lost to us in the divisional playoff game in a game they thought they should have won, right? Their hair's on fire week one. Lamar Jackson had never beaten Patrick Mahomes. His hair's on fire. And you take a look at the Chargers. They're sick of seeing the Chiefs win the division every year, 5 years in a row. Their hair's on fire. But no hair was on fire like the Buffalo Bills. They came in here, and give them credit, this is a better team, I think, now than they were in January. Their hair was ablaze. Now for the Chiefs, we got to put a little cinder block in our hair and maybe get the fuse lit this week against the Washington football team. We have a great show for you tonight to get – remember, the kingdom rules on Monday night. We can take a glance back at the game, but mostly we set the tone for this week. We've got to get rolling again and do it against the Washington football team. One thing I'll mention even later in the show, one of the big reasons the Chiefs have won five straight division titles is how they've handled the cross-pollination games against the NFC. I'll talk about that later on in the show. We're going to hear from Andy Reid very shortly, and we're also going to have Keith Cash here tonight, one of our great ambassadors, hero of the 93 run in the playoffs, and have that and a whole lot more. When we come back, we're at the Liberty Hy-Vee, actually the Wahlburgers, but the Hy-Vee here in Liberty. Back with more and hear from Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Townsend puts the snap down, and Butker's kick is near perfect. And the Chiefs have 3 points. It's the first points allowed on a first possession all season by the Buffalo defense.
Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Market Grill. Tonight we're in Liberty, not far from the campus of William Jewell College, home of the Cardinals, or Liberty High School, or Liberty North High School. With us now is the winningest coach in Kansas City Chiefs history, and one of the winningest coaches ever in NFL history, Andy Reid. And Coach, last night got popped by a really good Buffalo team, but overall now, after reviewing this game, just your overall feeling about it.
Yeah, so listen, I think that you know, and I've said this before, but you turn the ball over as much as we're doing right now, and that's going to be a problem. We saw last week when we didn't have the turnovers and the number that we had last night, that good things can happen. But, you know, you're playing a good football team and you have four turnovers. You've got seven explosive plays in the first half. It's too much. I mean, you know, that's just, it's too much. And yet we still were in a position where we were potentially changing the momentum before we had a penalty. So you got to take care of the penalties. However, you know, some of them were better called than others. So, anyways.
Well, back to the turnover thing. I mean, the last two games that we've lost, you've had 33 and 29 first downs. You've had 62 first downs. You had, 10 guys that got touches last night, or at least catches in the passing game. What about your ability to move the ball? Because that Buffalo defense is good. Let's just give them credit here. Sean's got a heck of a team there.
Yeah, our problem is not moving the ball right now. It's scoring touchdowns and not turning the ball over. So it's taking these long drives and finishing them without having a hiccup in there with a turnover or a penalty. And so, you know, we're getting a lot of first downs, we're getting a lot of yards, and this, but you've got to finish the project here. So we got to make sure we do that.
What's weird about this, Coach, we've not been a turnover team. I mean, you've led the league in giveaway takeaway several times in your tenure here. And these are weird. It seems like they're coming from like all different ways, shapes, and forms. If you just, I mean, to value the ball but still attack it. I mean, we talked about it even on pregame. But some of these feel weird, like off the hands and stuff that just hasn't happened in the past.
Yeah, it hasn't, but it's happening now. So you have to stop it. And it's happened more than once. And so we've got to just, we've got to end that. And whether it's you're trying too hard or you're not protecting the ball, whatever it is, you got to take care of it. And they're all different, but they're right now they're coming in waves and we got to stop the waves.
Pringle fumbles the kickoff, but then he comes back and gets the touchdown. I mean, mentally it can melt guys if they turn it over. What about bouncing back like that and an example to use in this week getting ready for Washington?
So you got to be mentally tough with it. I mean, one of the negatives is that it can bring down the offense and the defense if you turn the ball over on offense. I mean, the defense has got to go back out there and then take care of business. So the bottom line is it affects other people and besides the guy that happens to turn the ball over. So we've got to just make sure we take care of business and eliminate these things. If they do happen, then you got to be mentally strong enough to end it on defense and not allow it to happen again on offense.
I mentioned 10 guys get touches. You got Hardman, a high volume game with 9 catches and 76 yards. And you got Josh Gordon integrated some. What about Hardman getting a high volume of catches? And those were some tough catches. And then two, getting Josh Gordon revved up here.
Yeah, we've got a number of guys that we can add to this list. So of guys that can be participants in this thing and do us good. Now, Josh is just 1 week into it. So the more he plays in the offense, the better he'll be and his understanding of it. So he's a smart kid and he's a nice big target too. So we'll keep working him in and, we'll see how he does there.
Defensively, you get 3 straight stops in the second half after you mentioned the explosive plays of the first half. But it seemed like there were times again that game could have been seized or flipped. You mentioned the play where had the interception by Fenton, they got wiped out. But just getting those stops and what that meant defensively, and how, I mean, to get Willie Gay Jr. back on the field was a good sign. It looked like he showed up with his speed and athleticism.
Yeah, no, he did. It was good to have him back out there. That shows me what we can do, what we really can do here. The light at the end of the tunnel is that we get both sides being productive. We've seen the offense be productive. Now we've seen the defense be productive. Now let's put it together. And now you got something going and they'll be real tough to stop, but we've got to do that. And so that's what we're going to keep working towards and we'll get this thing done.
And this is a talking ball here. I want to ask you, and I'm going to get at this from both sides of the ball, but from defensive side, NFL's a chess match, nickel, dime, base. But to defend the run, like if you're in a so-called passing situation, dime or nickel, and still defending the run, or conversely, you're in a base and still defending the pass. As you approach the Washington game here week by week, what about improving those areas? If I do show a sub package, you got to still win in the run game. Or vice versa, you're in the base and you still got to win in the passing game defensively.
Yeah. Well, they added the quarterback into the mix on that, and Buffalo did. And, we didn't do quite as well as we needed to. But you've got to take care of business. I mean, they were in the 40s in their 40% mark, I believe 45 somewhere in that area. And we were right about 40 on 1% on third down. So, we were in the ballpark on that, but yeah, you've got to be able to shut down both of them. You got to take care of business on both accounts, the run and the pass.
And conversely, on the offensive side, I mean, you've done this, but you show a pass formation and still run it, or you're in a base offense and can still throw it. I mean, let's take it on the other side of the ball offensively of being able to play the chess game, but do the counter chess, so to speak.
Yeah, we actually had a couple called last night, and we didn't take advantage of that. We had some problems with it. So we've got to fix that.
In depth, I know it's going to be challenged here. There were some injuries last night. We're going to follow those throughout the week. I'm not going to ask you specifically, but now depth, let's just say on the offensive side of the ball and having guys trying to step up.
Yeah, if we need to fill in some spots, we'll have to do that. But we've got enough depth to take care of that.
And as you approach this week, we flip it to the Washington football team. Interesting squad, but they got some dudes on this team. Last year they made the playoffs. And Coach Rivera, it's hard not to admire that guy, what he's gone through. And he was on your staff for a long, long time.
Yeah, no, he's a stud, man. I mean, the way he attacked cancer and pushed himself through that was a great example for a lot of people. And he did it with a positive attitude. Even on the down days, man, he pushed through. So, and then he still held this job, which is a tough job to work through. And he did that. So, you know, my hat goes off to the guy. He's a tough nut. He's got a good football team too. I mean, that defensive line is something special there. They've got a good one, and their quarterback actually is playing good football. He can run around a little bit and he throws it good. And their offensive line works well. So they've got good skill players.
How positive was Ron when he worked for you all those years? Did you see what you're seeing now there when he worked for you?
Sure. Yeah. No, he was a smart guy and Cal graduate. And, you know, he came to work and he worked. I mean, he worked hard. So, yeah, you could see that he'd be a good coordinator, and then if he had a chance to be a head coach, he'd be a good head coach.
I'm going to bring something up here because it's just two images that I've got, and it deals with going into this week. Let me take you back, 2015. We had that rough start that season. We had just beaten Pittsburgh, and I'm in the parking lot staring at my steering wheel, okay? And I see you leaving the parking lot thinking we got to get ready to go to London. That's the week we played the Lions in London, and you fixed it. I mean, I saw you fix it. Last night, same thing. I was one something. I don't know whatever it was, but I saw you go, and I thought, you know what? This guy has made a career of fixing things. How much and where do you start into fixing it? Because you've done this time and time and time again wherever you've been in your career.
Yeah, so I think you stick with the process and you trust your guys. I mean, we're doing things that we normally haven't done. They're working hard. We just got to put that extra concentration. Teams are treating us a little bit different now, where you've got to maintain that mental edge throughout potentially long drives. And so that's where we're at right now. You're like I said, we're getting a lot of yards, but the most important thing is that you get in the end zone and score. So a hiccup in there, a turnover, a penalty can really hurt you, and that's what's happening. So we take care of that. We're going to be fine. Then give up. Let's knock out these explosive plays. So if we had close to 90 plays on the offensive side and the other team had 55-plus plays, they're scoring those points on explosive plays. They all happen in the first half for the most part, and the one long drive in the second half. So, but there are good things in between there, and that I saw that we can build on, and we've got to do that. I know our guys can do it. I've seen it now, and let's put it together on both sides and get this thing going right.
And to do that, how much of it is physically? You mentioned toughness, like grinding here. Teams are coming at it with haymakers here. They're hitting us with right and left punches. And then how much is staying focused mentally on the 10th play of the drive, the 11th play of the drive, to stay away from a false start or a turnover?
Yeah, it's both. I mean, it's all of the above. You gotta be mentally tough. You gotta be mentally tough to play this game. And then you've week after week like this, and then you've got to carry that over into games where you go ahead and push yourself through these situations. And the only way to do it is to keep doing it and get better at it. So that's what we're going to do.
Well, my image as we let you go is you driving away in that pickup going, he's going to fix it. I know he's going to fix it. It's what he does. So thanks for being with us tonight. We look forward to headed to Washington, get a win against the Washington football team.
All right, Mitch, thanks. I know those redheads out there.
They're out there, and they're believing, Coach. All right, stay tuned. We'll have more, including with Ambassador Keith Cash, after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs need points of any kind right now, down 24-10. Digging into a strong wind is Butker. He swings his right leg through. Does he have enough? He's got it just inside the near upright. One of the better kicks by Butker in his career. 54 yards into the wind, and the Chiefs get 3 points.
Harrison Butker, now 5 of 5 on field goals this year, but again, a 50-plus or 54 to be specific into the win last night. In just 4 seasons and 5 games, Butker has 14 field goals of 50 yards or more. The all-time team record is Nick Lowry. Our guest who's coming up, his old teammate, Nick had 20 of those in a span of 18 seasons. And here is Butker that has done 14 in less than 5. Actually, Nick's 20 were in 14 seasons, so we may need Butker again for a game winner, maybe this week against the Washington football team. And a reminder that Chiefs Kingdom, do not miss out on all the savings at Hy-Vee. It's easy. Next time you see that Hy-Vee QR code, you can see it right in here tonight. Make sure you scan that thing. It only takes 2 seconds, and you'll find the super hot deals. Not just deals, the super hot deals. That is huge. All right. They not only surprise you, they will shock you. They shocked Weird Wolf. This is his favorite thing, is to scan that QR code. Okay. But let's do that. They've called for it here in Liberty. So, yes. Here comes the Washington football team, or here we go to the nation's capital. Liberty, you called for it. You get it. It's time to put the hammer down, baby. The official hammer. And speaking of the hammer, he was the hammer. When he played for the Kansas City Chiefs and when he played for the University of Texas, as he brought a hammer to the game, he was ahead of his time, kind of this wide receiver tight end hybrid, kind of like we see in Jody Fortson. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Keith Cash, former Chief, as our guest tonight. And in the second segment, you get to put the hammer down. So just tell him, just get ready, dude. Okay?
I'm ready.
You were born ready, man.
Born ready.
All right, we're going to get into a lot of things here in this first segment. The first segment I want to talk about, though, is just talking about this current team. And as I mentioned at the outset of the show, Keith, facing highly motivated foes. 4 teams, 1, you beat in the divisional playoffs. 2, you beat in the AFC Championship game. 1, Lamar Jackson was sick of hearing he had never beaten Patrick Mahomes. And then who's the other? The Chargers. Sick of seeing the Chiefs win the division every year. You played this game. I mean, here come these teams coming in with they got everything loaded up to try to take you out.
Yeah, they were highly motivated, obviously, and we kind of dug ourselves a little hole, but who better to dig us out of it? You know, we have the best coach in the NFL, we have the best quarterback in the NFL, we have the best tight end, one of the best receivers. There are so many things going right for this team. Defensively, we just have to get healthy. Get some guys healthy. We got Gay back. We have Frank the Tank back, and I'm telling you, when things start clicking, they could run off a lot of games in a row.
Yep, we've right? seen it happen in the past.
They've done it.
And we're going to get into – people forget, right? They remember you spiking the ball off Buddy Ryan's face in Houston.
Had some anger issues.
But people forget some things about that season. We're going to go back and talk about that because it deals with where this team is right now. But the turnovers are perplexing.
Yep.
You played this game. Sometimes they come in bunches, but tip passes. Patrick is not a turnover. He's not an interception thrower.
Right.
But it's just when you play this game, as you analyze these turnovers and what's happening, how do you get out of it, and do they come in bunches?
They do come in bunches. We see that now. Patrick is not a turnover guy. He's not a guy that throws a lot of interceptions. And it seems like when the ball bounces the wrong way, it comes in several of them at one time. I mean, yesterday, one bounces off of a player's hands, and guys that don't normally drop the ball, and they just the ball bounces funny sometimes. And like I said, he is the best in the game right now. I don't care what anyone says, and if anyone can turn this thing around and get that laser focus that he sometimes has a tendency to get, I think they'll be all right.
And I saw it the week. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I saw it the week of the Philadelphia game, man. He just, like, narrowed the block. He just went zzz. Not that he wasn't focused for Buffalo, but when he gets narrow focus, he's unstoppable. We've seen teams. Buffalo did it last night. It almost looked like a Super Bowl 55 Tampa Bay type approach. The safeties were back, relied on their front four. They got good linebackers, didn't have Milano, but that's a really good defense.
Sure.
But to be patient as an offensive player, what does it take?
Just that. I mean, it's the way that this offense has run the last couple of years where it's – we're not used to 12-play drives, 15-play drives. I mean, we usually take two or three. That's enough, right? So now where you just have to be patient and pick your spots, sometimes you get a little antsy when you're trying to – when you want to put up a bunch of points. But, I mean, he has the – I keep saying he, and I know it's a team game – but I go back to Patrick and what he does. They're going to figure it out. They're not used to practicing against or playing against this type of defense where you just try to keep everything in front of you. There were holes last night. We just didn't make enough plays. I mean, we're 2-3, but we could very easily be 4-1.
Absolutely.
Right? And Absolutely. We haven't played well. So once we start playing well, I keep saying it, they'll be fine. Everybody take a deep breath. Go to the bar, grab a beer, relax. Everything is going to be okay.
If your neighborhood, this Liberty dude right over here is like in the mood to buy for everybody. I don't know. He's just fired up over here. Are you buying for everybody? No. Okay. But I've actually wanted to ask you this because we're seeing your position change so much, the tight end position. But actually, you were such an incredible athlete. I mean, you were a state basketball player with your brother, great track and field athlete, awesome in football, of course, in San Antonio. But the tight end position and how it's evolved, and now there's a guy like Fortson, who to me is very much like you, like a wide receiver skill, but built into a tight end. What are you seeing, and how fascinated are you by it?
I'm fascinated because my biggest year catches was about 45 catches. And Kelsey gets, what, 100 and whatever he gets,
how many
right?
targets did
how many
you get?
Targets
well, how
I
many
get?
Did you get in the 45? 47
targets. He drops. He's dropped more in his career than I've actually caught. So it really is fascinating because they are weapons. You get not just Travis, but like you said, Fortson, where he's come from, wide receiver. He's been a wide receiver. He's been a quarterback. He's done a lot of different things. Swiss Army knife. And, you know, putting him next to Kelsey, it's going to be once they figure it out, once we get really lasered in, I think this offense is going to be phenomenal.
And how
two
much
tight ends are hard to cover.
They are. And how much of the – particularly athletic ones like you, but how much of that is the key here to this – you say in play, keep things in front of your defense. How much are those guys the key to that as we move forward?
I think it's a big key. I think when you talk about keeping guys in front of you, a lot of times they try to cover tight ends with linebackers, sometimes safeties. Usually you're going to put your best defender on Kelsey, right? Or Tyreek, or you take two guys to cover, or four guys to cover those two guys. Then there's one-on-one matchups all over the field that we got to take advantage of. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have good running backs. We have a good second tight end. Heck, two good second tight ends. Because the kid they just got from Kentucky is a pretty good player
pretty
as well.
Pretty good player. And the Belldozer's out there, too. You got
Bell's out there, four yeah. tight ends. Jeez. And then you throw in Gordon, who I think is just feeling his way back in the game. Again, we have to be patient. I understand that we don't have a – I mean, we've, what, quarter way through the season, maybe a little bit more. But I just believe in this team. I believe in Andy and what he does. I believe in the players that want to play for him. And I believe that ultimately when you have the best player in the world, your chances are great.
As a group, And after the break, we're going to get into Keith's career and where he had to deal with this very thing on the football field, right where the Chiefs are at right now. We just tend to forget about it, right? I know you haven't, but so I'm going to ask you about it. But how much does the locker room have to stay together? Let's take the coaches out of the equation. I've always said football teams are fascinating. And when you get it together like this team has been, this is an unusual, special locker room, and you've seen it. But how easily can it kind of have fissures and fractures when you go through times like this?
I think it takes a strong locker room to make it through times like this, especially when you're – a lot of the teams I was on, we were very strong defensively and offensively not as strong. So this is the complete opposite. At the end of the day, they're your brothers on the other side of the ball, and I have to perform so that not so they keep them off my back, but I want to perform for them because they're my family, and that's what we do as a family. We come together. There's always a couple, you know, daddy bears in there, whether it's Tyron and some of these other guys who really keep everything together. But at the end of the day, you're playing for your brothers and the coach, and I will run through a wall for all those guys. And all those guys are probably thinking the same thing now. What do we have to do to turn this thing around?
Keith Cash is our guest tonight. How fun to have him here on this night as we get ready to take on the Washington football team next Sunday in the nation's capital. But when we come back now, we're going to go back in time. We're going to get in a time machine, like Back to the Future, get into DeLorean, and go back to Keith's time and talk about the exact thing they were going through. But again, Keith Cash is with us tonight, and we're at the Liberty Hy-Vee in the Northland. We'll be back with more from Keith after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Second down goal to go for the Chiefs at the 5. 10:06 to go, first half. Chiefs trailing 7-3. Motioning, they're going to roll out to the right side. Mahomes will hold it. Hold it, fires it late back to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Kansas City potato chips for everyone. Byron Pringle atones for the fumble on the kickoff return with a 5-yard touchdown catch, and the Chiefs have the lead at 9-7.
Back in Liberty. Reed's Redheads are here. Reed's Redheads are well represented, and potato chips for everybody. Pringle gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Our special guest tonight again at the Liberty Hy-Vee is Keith Cash, one of our great ambassadors and part of some of the great moments in our franchise's history. And we want to thank for his appearance Helzberg Diamonds, the official jeweler of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chiefs Kingdom, serving the kingdom for over 100 years. I didn't even know it lasted 100 years because we've only been around 62. But, gosh, those 38 years, I didn't even know about it. Anyway, and 200 locations. But thanks to Helzberg Diamonds. Trying to get more touchdowns. You get those touchdowns, they are huge. Okay. Keith Cash, we talk about dealing with adversity and we forget things. Let's go back to the 1992 season. Get in your DeLorean. Right? This is like Austin Powers. I'm mixing metaphors here. Chicka, 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 chicka. We've got Beyonce with us, right? Foxy Cleopatra. And we're going back to 1992. People remember making it to the playoffs that year, but they forget losing 3 of 4 games. You lost to Dallas on the road, Denver on the road, and Pittsburgh. What about that time, and how did you guys pull out of that tailspin?
I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, the strength of the team and the veterans in your locker room. There's plenty of them on this team. And there has to be belief as well. You have to believe that regardless of what we did those last three games, that, you know, the next one, not the next 5, not the next 8, the next 10, the next game is the one that we have to take care of. So when you focus on the task at hand, that's when good things start to happen. You're not looking down the road. It is this one game. This is what we're playing for. We're gonna take care of business in Washington against Washington, and then whoever we play the next game, that's who we play the next game. But the only game that you're thinking about right now is that one game, and then you start stacking wins together. And then there's 2, then there's 4, then there's 8, and then, you know, we're talking about the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl again. I mean,
sir, what? Well, and also, when I look at the 92 Dallas team, that was a pretty good team. The 92 Pittsburgh Steelers weren't bad, and the 92 Broncos weren't bad. So, I mean, looking at the teams that we played, now, we got to beat these teams, and we were considered the best team in the AFC. We start over to get back there again.
Right.
But these are playoff teams, man. They've stacked us up with playoff teams to start the year.
When you're the best, you play the best, you play the strongest schedule. And I can argue that that is the toughest stretch of games that we're going to have to play. I think if you look at it offensively, those are the best offenses we're going to play. Now things get back to normal, right? Now the defense gets healthy. Now the guys that they brought in start getting acclimated to what this team does. So I expect some offensively, the firepower is going to come. The offense is going to come. They're going to figure out what teams are doing. I'm excited for this defense and what they're going to do. Because when you get smacked a couple times, you start smacking back.
It
and that's what's going to start happening.
It's personal.
It really is. It really is. And I don't want to let my brother down. That's, at the end of the day, I'm playing for everybody in that locker room. And these guys will stand up because they're professional men. They will stand up and they will do what they have to do to turn this thing around.
Again, Keith Cash is our guest tonight. Perfect guest to have on this evening as the Chiefs try to get back on track and beat the Washington football team. All right, get back in the DeLorean or get back into Austin Powers. You and I are in the back seat of Austin Powers' car. Beyonce's in the front in the passenger seat. Austin Powers is driving, and here we go. Bunka, 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 bunka. We go not very far, but to 1993, a famous season because the Chiefs get to the AFC Championship game largely in part to my guest tonight. A huge special teams play, big play against the then Houston Oilers. But we forget here, Keith, as the Chiefs Kingdom historians, blown out by Houston 30-0, like wiped out. You came back to beat Denver. You go to Miami and take on Marino. You get wiped out 30-10. You came back to beat Green Bay. You lost to the Denver Donkeys 27-21, you came back to beat the Chargers. People remember the win over the Steelers. They remember the win in Houston. They forget this time. Let's go back to this time specifically and what happened.
We weren't playing well. We had some injuries that happened. We weren't playing well. And, again, there's – even in losses, you can there's small victories that happen in losses. And we saw – we had some small victories during those losses. And at the end of the day, when, you know, the defense walks into that locker room and they're questioning the offense, which that did happen during that time. But at the end of the day, I remember Derek Thomas standing up and saying, we're going to right this ship. We're going to right this ship. And, you know, the belief that they had in the offense and the confidence that we started to get, we scored 0 points. You know how hard it is to score no points in a game?
With Joe Montana
as your quarterback? My gosh. My gosh. So that happens. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think we had a closed-door meeting with just the offensive guys, and there was this – came together, played for each other, played for the city, played for all the people that are patting us on the back. We don't want to let the city down ultimately. So we stood up as men and made it happen.
How much of this sounds familiar? Does this sound like the current time? I mean, here we are again. It's the National Football League.
Absolutely.
This happens, man.
Those guys get paid too, I think.
Yeah.
Not as much as Mahomes, but I mean.
And in 94, I know this was the year you were hurt. This was my rookie season, actually. And I remember this. We lost 3 home games in a row, and there was a stretch in November. 3 games we lost in a row, at Seattle, Denver at home, and then to Miami on the road. I think Bones had a quarterback that game. I think Joe was hurt.
Yep.
Still made the playoffs. We fought our way out of these every time.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to belief and believing what you're doing, and you keep chopping wood, yep. Right? You keep going at it. It gets monotonous at times, but you keep chopping wood, keep doing the right things, keep practicing with laser focus, keep playing as hard as you can, and good things start to happen.
Love it when we get a perspective from an ambassador like Keith Cash. And I love our ambassador program. When I have our alums on, though, I want to ask you, too, of the run that we've had here. All these three straight AFC championship games, winning Super Bowl 54, getting to Super Bowl 55, and how I love how the Hunt family made every one of you guys felt like. I've said this time and time again. I'll say it more this fall. Doing the play-by-play of Super Bowl 54, I saw so many faces flash in front of me. It was all the former players, right?
Yeah.
And it just I get emotional thinking about it. I go, I hope everybody feels this. And it feels like all you guys have felt that.
We really have. We really have. The Hunts have an organization like no other. They treat the former players like no other team. We're part of the family, and they make us feel wanted and loved and everything you want from an employer, but throw 100 times more on top of that. I felt those wins. I feel the losses just like I'm still playing. Oh, I am that invested in this team and what they do. And you know, Lamar is smiling down on this team and what they're doing and where the organization is going. We are a team to be mirrored, a team to be mirrored. I mean, there's a lot of teams that want what Kansas City has. Not just the players, not just the recent success, but the organization from top to bottom is top-notch.
The other thing is when I see guys like you that plant your flag here after you're done playing, you've had a great career outside of football, but you decided to stay here and said, this is where I will take the next phase of my life.
This is it. This is it. This is home. I mean, there's a lot of us that we grow up somewhere else and we come here. Part of it is the fans that we live with and the red coders who are a big part of this. I have many friends that are red coders that have supported me along the way. So I love it here. I love them. I come into places like this and I get hugs from all these beautiful young women. No, I really do. This is home and it's a special place.
Weird Wolf, an autograph geek, want to hug you too, if they can do that within protocol. Honestly, seriously, we're going to let him go. But what a perfect guest for perspective on this night, 2-3, not as we expected or wanted, but it's time to do what he did as a player, time after time and year after year to get it done. Keith Cash, ladies and gentlemen, former Chiefs player.
Yes, yes. Hey, believe. All right?
And you can't go for Keith Cash. He's got the hammer. It's time to
put the hammer down, baby.
Baby.
Yes. Believe. We'll be back to close out the show tonight at the Liberty Hy-Vee. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs are going to go with three tight ends. They line up in a diamond. They're going to quick it over to Kelce. And Kelce into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Before the Bills could line up against the diamond, they had a diamond set up with three tight ends and Pringle. And they get the quick toss, shoveled out like a basketball chest pass. And Kelce finds the touchdown. And the Chiefs are within 31-19.
Welcome back for our final minutes of our Chiefs Kingdom show tonight. Great to see so many folks out here in Liberty. Awesome fans here in the Northland. Again, prayers for Snowstorm Sandy's recovery and Poofhead Geek back. Poofhead Geek and the Reeds Redheads back. Great to see them along with our great fans here. All right, time to rally. You just heard that diamond play. It was so cool because that was three tight ends on the field again, just like we were talking with Keith Cash. And how great was Keith tonight to be on with us to bring some perspective. And it's not every NFL show you'll get a reference to Austin Powers and Beyonce and time machines, okay? You come to the Chiefs Kingdom show, we will put you in a time machine and take you on a trip that you've never had before. Well, let's hope this trip to the nation's capital is a good one. Let me give you some perspective here. I'm going to talk about this throughout the week on some of the other shows that I do, but just something to think about. The Chiefs have won the AFC West, as we know, for five consecutive years. That ties an all-time record in the division with the 70s Raiders and the Peyton Manning era Broncos. One of the reasons the Chiefs have won the division five consecutive years, and you got to hear me out on this, is that they have basically wiped out the NFC teams that they've cross-scheduled against. Now, let's don't be mistaken here. The priority games are against the division. But you can, and then next is AFC games because those are the tiebreaker games. However, you can have a losing record against your division and still win your division. The Chiefs did it in 2010. Other teams have done it. If you wipe out the NFC teams in your cross-pollination. The Chiefs, under Andy Reid, the last 5 years, the years they've won the division, have 15 wins and 6 losses against the NFC. Already in our division, the Chargers have lost to the Cowboys. Yesterday, the Raiders lost to the Bears. Again, it's not a tiebreaker down the list, way down the list. But if the Chiefs, and they've got 5 NFC games this year, remember there's 17 games and we get the Packers, but if the Chiefs can dominate the NFC like they have in the past years under Andy Reid, that can be an equalizer when you look at the division standings. So these NFC games aren't just like, well, they're not as important. They're just kind of throwaway. No, the Chiefs have won the division, and I could argue they've won the division because they've been more successful because the rest of the AFC West teams in those 5 years, none of the other three have a winning record against the NFC in that span. I'm just saying, right? So as we go to the Washington football team this week, Andy Reid, who had 14 seasons in the NFC, already 1-0 against the NFC with the win over Philadelphia, let's just keep it rolling against the NFC and beat the WFT this week in the nation's capital. That's just so strange. Do I call them the WFT? I mean, Washington football. Yeah, I want to get those right as I think about it here. Anyway, it has been awesome to have you all out here tonight. Remember this Hy-Vee QR code. You will get. You'll just want to see. They are not just the hot deals. They are the super hot deals, right? Yeah. And get ready, Kansas City. We're going to Washington and get ready to put the hammer down, baby. Next week, we won't be far. We're going just a little west of here. We're going to be at the Berry Road Hy-Vee and celebrate a victory over the Washington football team and get ready for the next team that we play. Thanks to Keith Cash. Let's go, Chiefs Kingdom. And trust in Andy Reid. Thanks for joining us on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Hey, this is Chiefs sideline reporter Josh Klingler. Before we get you into the Chiefs Kingdom Show, just a quick reminder, you can hear Mitch Holtis with us on Fesco in the Morning every Friday morning at 7:30 leading into the game that weekend. And don't miss color analyst Danan Hughes every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Tune in for exclusive one-on-one Chiefs interviews throughout the season on the Odyssey app and your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Thank you for listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show presented by the Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.